Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello everyone, and so glad to be here with you. We thought we would pop on tonight for a spontaneous show, I guess you could call it. We've been very busy working with a consultant on how we can develop our show and my work to be, I forgot exactly what I said to you, but I had worded it, to be more expansive, I guess, in terms of the delivery of, you know, material on here, content, etc. So, anyway, I wanted to let you know. And Laura, thank you. Looking good. Well, thank you. It's finally not, you know, the porch of hell anymore. Trying to go outside here. So, actually, feeling so comfortable, you can, you know, do a little bit more with yourself instead of melting all over the place. So,
it's not over yet.
No, it's not. We're going back down to hell next week.
The 90s are coming.
Yeah. So anyway, just wanted to let you know, and we'll probably be taking more days off in a row as we're working on the expansion of, you know, what I do to actually bring it to a place where it can benefit others, you know, more than what we've been doing. So we have tons of calls coming in. And it's wonderful to have you folks with us. Yeah. And I guess we'll remind everyone we're using ordinary playing cards for the show today. I don't know why I feel so stop and start. But
because you're out of practice.
I think so, maybe.
Shame on you.
Oh, and isn't this interesting? Card of Scandal is the one on the bottom of the deck.
But, you know, a lot of times the bottom and top cards don't get played, like in gambling and stuff.
Yeah.
They never use the top or bottom cards, right?
I didn't know why.
Because people, that's one less cheat factor you can take out of there. A lot of times when they shuffle a deck, they'll take that first card and just flip it off to the side. Burn card. It's a burn card.
Oh, well, when I worked at the casino many, many years ago, we used the shoe. You know, for dealing blackjack, it was there were like two or three decks that were already loaded.
Oh, it's always, actual gambling places, got us, I think there were at least two or three. Sometimes it looks like there might be five in that damn pile.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's a lot. Yeah, well, because what's the name of the game? Money.
Mm-hmm.
What's the way to do that is to never pause that game ever. Deal as fast as possible. Do everything as fast, quick as possible. That's fine.
Okay.
You have a whole bunch of decks.
Ordinary playing cards. This is not tarot. This is not oracle or any of the other methods that are out there. And I know there are many. So, and, you know, even using ordinary playing cards as a system for perceiving the future, there are many methods involved in that too. So, but this is strictly personal prophecy. And remember, I'll be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers during the show. And another thing, one last thing I'd like to bring up before we move on. We need to refrain from political talk during the show. Somebody that had very innocently asked me to do a reading on Tuesday pertaining to a political figure. And I was only going to do it in private for her, but I have felt bad because this is a paying client of mine. She's been in my private service for some time, and I think she's been chased away. And I did want to mention that I've asked her to please return, and we all should observe no political talking here. And anyway, it started out very innocently, and we just don't need to go there, okay? It's fine. You guys can have all your wonderful little chats, and we look in every once in a while, but I did feel bad about that. All right, so enough said. And I'm going to turn this over to Ding Dong here.
Ding Dong, the Wicked Witch. The Wicked Witch is dead.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. I would like to remind everybody, shows for information on educational purposes only. We also would like to remind all the folks out there in multiple platforms that are listening live. Obviously, people listen to the replays quite a bit. We notice on the Blog Talk. Facebook, we don't really get any data if somebody watches the post, right? We don't know. It is what it is. But if you're out there in the international, let us know, and we'll give you live international shout-outs. Like tonight, thus far. Oh, and she just rocked in. It's two people now. It's Laura from Canada, and Rachel just rolled in from the other side of the globe. Australia. Welcome in. Glad you're all here, and we hope others keep rocking and rolling in. A lot of people probably didn't know that there would be one going. They might not even check in, so we understand.
About what?
Knowing that we're going to do a show.
Yeah, we kind of, like Jim always says, it's a, what do you call it?
I call it a game decision.
Yeah,
you know, it's like football, game time decision when we talk about injuries. This guy's injured. Was he going to play? It'll be a game time decision, we'll say. Which means we're not telling you. Because we're screwing with you, trying to plan up your game, you know. The other team trying to plan.
And we have been out doing stuff, went to Mexican food, which I'm telling you, promise me Mexican food, I will follow you anywhere. I love that stuff.
Yeah, and it's amazing. You know, we're not anywhere near the border, but there are 4 billion Mexican restaurants.
Yeah, and they're staffed by Mexicans.
Well, that's what you like, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, and then Mexicans come to those restaurants, and that's a good sign.
Yes, it is. Yeah, their own folks do. And some of the folks that bring the food out, they're just the delivery people, so you can't even ask them things because they don't understand English. They're real nice to smile and pretend they understand you, but then they'll go get your waiter who understands it, which is cool. It's all good. I have
and
no problem with that.
Every once in a while, you'll notice the waiters have suddenly changed because probably somebody got deported.
It has been a while, but yeah. I remember many, many years ago that one down the street, there was a big baboon, and a whole bunch of those guys were gone, never to be seen again. Sure, they came across the border again. They probably just came down back to Virginia. They crossed the border. They're coming back. They just didn't come back here, probably. They probably thought, yeah, I probably shouldn't go back there since they already know me.
It's probably easier than we even think to cross the border.
Yeah, obviously, because we wouldn't have the immigration folks out there running around if it was tough. let's see. We should probably get into the specifics here. 515-602-9676, number to call in. When you call in, you hear a message, as many of you on hold know, that you can listen to the show while you wait. So that is a true statement. It's working great. I called in. Before the show starts, you'll hear music. Anytime you hear total silence, something is not right. I recommend hanging up, calling back. If you're total silence, it's not going to straighten itself out by staying on the line. That I will guarantee you. Hang up, call back. And if it keeps doing it, then wait a few minutes and call back because maybe we have to fix something. So silence, bad in this one case. Good in the library, sucks here.
And, oh, by the way, we are going to be giving you teasers along the way as we get ready to do the new and improved version of the show. We just wanted you all to know today, you know, we miss you, and we don't want you to forget about us. So here we are.
Here we are. All right, so Facebookers, we'll try to turn to you when we can. We can't make promises. A lot of folks on the phone lines, but, you know, things just happen on the fly, so you just got to hang loose. We can't give you concrete times, places, whatnot, and there's no cue to call in, so you just got to hang loose. Going to see what happens. Either way, when you hear the harps, that means that your reading is done. It is concluded. Obviously, there's a couple few words to finish sentences by either of you. That's fine, but that is not the time to sneak in some more questions. No, you ask your one to two right up front before the cards are even down, and that's it for question time. That's the name of that tune. But before you depart, when you hear the harps, we're going to give you a single card, and we're going to do a card from not physically from that deck, but it's going to be an intuitive from the random app on, well, I call it an app. It's same as an app, but not an app, but it's on her psychiclovedoctor.com webpage.
Yeah.
Right at the top, free reading. That's where we're going to go today
I
for you.
I still have to find somebody that can figure out what happened with Google Play. Because we were on there and it was free.
Yeah, well, you know, not everything's free. And there's probably something that Google Play probably has an administrative renewal fee. Everything, money, everything, money is money. Everything in this freaking world is money.
That's why I wondered at the beginning when all of this was exploding, you know, on the internet and all that. I wonder why is so much for free? There's freeware, remember? And there probably still is.
Oh, there's a million free things
out
there.
Yeah, and I kept wondering, why is it they aren't asking us to even pay a dollar for something? And now, wouldn't you know, like Google email for my business, I have to pay for that now.
Yeah, that's all the businesses do. They gave everybody pretty good notice, though. And it wasn't like, hey, starting tomorrow, you're going to pay $100 a month.
No, it was like 3 or 4 months in advance.
And what is it? Less than $5? Is it $5 a month?
No, it's $12.
That is a little. But for a business, you know, and plus, that's a business expense. You write it off. You know, it's annoying because of it's another thing that has to get paid, that part. But it's more annoying than anything, you know? That's really what it is. It's like, really? Really? You know?
All right, well, let's get this party started. Shall we?
We shall do so. All right, let me see where we are going. Going up to the Big Apple, Deb. Area code 212, you are the first caller tonight. Welcome.
Hello there. Welcome to the show. What is
Hello.
Your first name?
Hi, this is Bryn from New York City.
Bryn, hello.
From the city itself. Welcome.
You've called us, I believe, before, have you not?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, a couple of weeks ago for the first time. Last time was the first time. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I would, if it's possible, I'd like to see what my guides need to tell me, if there's anything I need to hear from them or trying to get to me about.
Okay.
Any particular subject that you're really concerned about?
Well, I have been feeling lately like in a decline. My energy and my perceptions, I don't know if I'm going through some transition or something, energetically, spiritually speaking. So it feels like I've been kind of going out of it today, kind of unbalanced, like, you know, kind of just...
So you're talking metaphysically, you feel some kind of a funk, like in a bog, you know, but not really...
Yeah, kind of like a downer a bit.
It's not really... necessarily a physical thing, but it could transition to that because if it makes you feel
It does affect me physically, actually. I feel it physically as well.
Yeah, the brain and the psyche can do that. If you feel kind of, the body's going to follow, right?
But normally you're in very good health.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good then. Yeah, but that's our psyche can affect our physical, and that's why there's a lot of folks out there that are battling certain types of illnesses or chronic disease stuff, or the psyche. They try to get these people to really get that psyche up because it can actually make a difference in their body. All right, Deb, what do you got?
Well, it really can.
Yeah.
You're absolutely
right.
There's
a whole school of thought on that for years. I remember since the 70s there was groups and stuff that were focusing on that because what do you got to lose anyway? We just get together. They talk about positive things and believe this and believe that, and a lot of people had to mark along with the medicine had good.
Okay.
And explain it.
For you, Bryn.
Yeah.
Something has changed around where you live. Now, are you? And it's right here, and it's under "Sure to Come True," and it's saying that the owners or the caretakers of where you live, they need to look into like air quality. Are you aware of anything changing in the building that where you live?
Well, I am No, I mean, not in the building where I live, but what's happening is I've been clearing out some rooms. My sister has been in the hospital since March 16th, and she's coming back here, and I have to clear out, you know, her room, and I've been letting go of some papers and things like that. So that's the only change I know in the building. I live in a 32-story building. I'm on the 18th floor.
Yeah, boy, you must have quite a view.
Well, yeah.
Well, sometimes you have a view of other tall buildings, and but yeah. All right, yeah. And maybe a street if you can peer down.
Well, something is going on in there, and I believe it's going to get discovered very soon. It's in the whole building. I think it could be some mold in the walls.
That's very common. Well, and what flagged me, because Deb is, when Deb said that before that, I was thinking, you're clearing out a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
You're gonna liberate dust, and you could liberate some mold spores if it's there, and if you don't see them. So that can make sense, right? Sure.
Yes, absolutely. But your guides are telling me to remind you, which I see very clearly right here in these cards. They want me to remind you that it's often very typical for someone to feel a setback within your thought process, your emotions. It was really kind of all over, so like a sense of gloominess. And that's part of, I feel like they're saying, tell them. The thing about the bow and the arrow. Okay, Jim can add all the technicalities to this. When you have a bow and an arrow, you're drawing that arrow back. All right. That's like a metaphysical setback, because we need that in order to become empowered for the shift forward. It's going to, you know, you release that arrow, it's going to, you know, propel itself forward. And tell us, Jim, what is all of that?
I don't mean as far as energy.
Motion. Yeah.
Well, when you're drawing it back, you're using kinetic energy to put it into motion. When you get the bow fully back and you're holding it, that is potential energy.
Hmm.
And then when you release it, that's going back to kinetic energy, and it's obviously a lot of kinetic energy to shoot an arrow.
And kinetic energy is?
Energy in motion.
Okay. I knew there was a reason we keep him around here. But that's what it is. You are going to be propelled forward into a very terrific place coming in your future. Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
so,
like a future meaning like years from now?
Immediate future, moderate, or way down the road?
I'm thinking into next year.
Moderate.
Yeah.
Which, depending on your perception, you know, that's, to me, that's still soon.
Yeah.
Some people, if it's not 2 weeks, it's not soon, but yeah.
There's a big forward motion in your work coming.
Wow. Okay.
And would you mind telling us what you do?
Okay, I do several things. I do some, I do readings myself. I do artwork.
Oh, yeah.
I'm working on channeled artwork, but I also learning about animal communication, and I've done foot reflexology in the past. I'm a certified foot reflexologist.
Oh, cool.
And I'm wanting to learn, I've done some energy distance healing in the past, so I want to develop that as well.
So you see, these cards that I'm reading for you are giving an indication that you will be thrust forward into it's a very profitable and productive future. And you know why? Because it comes from your heart.
Yes.
It comes from your heart. And these cards don't lie when it comes to the heart.
All right, well, here is your card.
I'm going to have to come up there and see you one of these days if I can get out of Virginia Beach.
That would be great.
I would love it. I really would. So
I'll give you a free foot reflexology session. I'd love to do that for you.
I could use it. Let me tell you, yes.
How do we connect? How do we keep in connection, Deborah?
Well,
you follow the show.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, that's your best thing to do is blog talk and Facebook, if you're Facebook. If you're not, it's whatever. But you, obviously, yeah, your blog talkers are calling in. But that is the best
right.
thing to do.
Yeah, and you could become a friend on Facebook.
Okay, yeah, I'm on Facebook.
That would be with...
But, no, I'm under a different name on Facebook. I'm under Gareth Jones.
Right. And you don't have to... You can do, be whoever you want. We don't want people to reveal any Facebook names if they're not trying to share to the public. A lot of people have good reasons not to, so that's cool. But, yeah, you know where to find me.
Well, and, you know, in the future, if you were ever interested, I'd love to have you on my show. And
oh,
you
yeah.
could, you could
that would be great. Work. Sure, I could talk about, you know, foot reflexology and some of my artwork that I do.
And you said you do card readings, too. That would probably interest a lot of folks that were there for card readings.
Do you read tarot? What kind of readings do you do?
I just tune in to situations and people. I get their first name, and I just tune into the question. I don't do any, not that I have anything against it, I just don't do any tarot.
Inserted the word card. He just says he does readings.
Well,
card
that's
in.
Awesome.
That is true. That was me. My bad. He didn't say card. I did.
I think that's terrific.
All right, we got to do this, Deb.
Yeah.
All right, before we depart, we
okay.
have your single card reading, and it is the Four of Diamonds, Deb. It says, you're cautioned to be wary, for there's unfaithfulness and deception around you.
Okay.
Keep your eyes open and accept nothing at face value. You have the right to know the truth. Where this matter is concerned, however, you will find yourself having to search hard to get it. And Deb should elaborate on that for this reading.
Yeah, what we're
this
using.
This is what came up.
We're using my instant reading. I don't know what you'd call it. Instant reading app. Where you, yeah. And
right.
what I from the Four of Diamonds is where it's saying that there is a degree of deception around you,
mm-hmm.
is I would say as your career advances, and I think you're going to get quite a bit of notoriety, you've got to be really careful about who you get into contracts with. Or
no, I think you said that to me in the first session I had on here. I remember you said that, Deborah. Sure.
And,
yes.
and nowadays, if anybody's got something, a new thing cooking, and there could be money involved, the sharks smell the blood. That's what's
right.
sad. They will come out. They will come out.
Well,
and they're going to be your buddy. They're not going to tell you they're a shark.
It's
yeah.
interesting. I just recently watched a reel of Dave Chappelle, and he
oh, yeah.
was talking about how Comedy Central screwed him.
Right, I remember that story. I
yeah.
heard that, yes.
And
yeah.
he said, this is my business. They had told him, you need to learn how to mind your own business. He said, this is my business. And
wow,
he was,
good for him.
He was rejecting bad contracts. And
I remember that, yes.
You know, you live in a really dynamic part of the country. Lots going on creatively
yep, yep.
and, you know, on many different levels. And the trouble is, it's also Shysterville.
Yeah, and they prey
right,
on
right, exactly. They prey
on people that have dreams, and then somebody's coming up saying, hey, I'm going to help you out with your dream. I got this thing you can sign.
Yeah, I'm going to make a star, right?
yeah, and, you know, and their hearts, they just aren't skeptical because they're just so caught up in the moment. Yep.
Well,
yeah.
that's what he said. His first contract
yeah.
sucked.
Yeah.
Said he couldn't believe he agreed to work for such little money.
I bet you that's a lot of. I bet
yeah.
that happens more.
Yeah.
I bet that's more normal than not normal that people get screwed on their first contracts.
Right.
Because they're
yeah.
desperate. They want to get their foot in a door.
Well, if you've been looking for a bigger, more, say, dynamic income coming your way, it's coming, Bryn. There's
right.
no doubt in my mind that you are
right.
going to hit the big time. You know, we're in such a unstable.
Oh, I know. It's a chaotic time, and it's
the world
to be
yeah.
in the center, in a still peaceful center, or amongst the chaos. That's how you have to be.
And you know, light workers are needed really badly to come together, to unite,
yeah.
and to help take this world to another,
right.
you know, to a better, more loving, higher vibration.
Exactly. I agree with you, Deborah. I do.
Okay.
I
well, it's
all
going
right,
to be fun. I can't wait to get to know you better. And
yeah, I look forward to it. I'll look you up on
all
Facebook.
Right. Yep.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you for holding and being caller number one.
Wonderful to meet you and talk to you again, friend.
International shout out to Terry Sue. She rolled in at the beginning of the reading. I didn't find a nice break to get her in, but Terry Sue from England, UK, Africa. I said international shout out.
She's where they make the Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire or whatever. They'll tell us how to say it. You know what? I say Worcestershire, and I know for a fact I'm pronouncing it wrong, but I like how it sounds.
Oh, you like Worcestershire?
Yeah, I love it. It sounds cool.
Not
Shire. Shire sounds very English to me. I know. Yeah. And it's not even close to how you're supposed to. Not even close, how you're supposed to say, but I like how it sounds.
Well, maybe it's a Shire where it's all...
That's what I'm saying. I like the sound of it.
The sauce is made by little hobbits.
I remember one time, first time, that shit was sitting in my parents' refrigerator. It's like, what is this? Put a little dab on a finger, it's like, that's pretty good. And then I put a bunch like on a hamburger, and I was like, I'm in love with this stuff.
Oh, it is. It's
I put
amazing.
Put a few drops on like a hamburger, barbecued burger, and I was like, oh.
Put it in stew a little bit.
And then
bit.
I started mixing it in to like hamburgers before I cooked them. Put it in the meat, then mix it up in there. Oh, yeah, baby. Good stuff. It's made from some weird stuff, but it's great.
Yeah, maybe Terry Sue knows.
Well, you can. The bottle tells you.
Do you smell it in the air where you live?
Well, she lives that close.
Like Nestle, if you go to Hershey, Pennsylvania, the whole town smells like
chocolate.
Yeah,
I've never been there. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Driving through interstate exits for it, but I've never ventured there.
Bolognese, love that stuff. Yeah. And Terry Sue, I have to put a safety pin in my shirt too, because I call them I wear magical blouses. They just open like magic.
Magic. It's magic.
Yeah. Cheese on toast with that on top. That could be really good.
I wouldn't do that.
Well,
that doesn't sound... If I have toast with cheese and then I put Worcestershire on there, I like my Worcestershire to have some kind of meat connection. That's what I like. I don't like a non-meat connection. But that's me. Yeah, that's just me.
Now, Rachel says put it in mince and burger them.
I don't know what mince is.
Mince, like onion minced.
I don't know.
Well, you know what?
She's on the other side of the world, so she has to tell her what mince means to her.
I've started reading newspapers online from England and other, Ireland, Scotland, because I am a infomaniac. And I've been reading them.
That's
and
synonymous
one...
with something else.
Yes, it is. Anyway, I read that, oh, God, IKEA, you know, they have food, and I've never been in an IKEA.
I thought you went.
I've never been to one, but we need to.
If you feel it's on your bucket list, I'll go. But
I don't go for that minimalist.
I really don't care about that.
Furniture.
I don't have no reason to go there, but if you want to go, I'll go. But
well, they have a little restaurant in there, and I saw in one of the English newspapers, the actual recipe for their meatballs. And I have no idea why I brought this up.
Oh, because number one recipe was meat.
Yeah. Oh, they just
number one ingredient,
minced
meat.
Hamburger and minced pork. Minced.
Okay.
And I think that's like our ground. Like ground.
Maybe it's synonymous with ground. I would hope so. Minced, to me... But it's an interpretation. Mince sounds like it's even finely ground than just regular, like through a meat grinder.
Oh, Terry Sue, I would kiss your feet if you would share your meatball recipe.
Yeah, I mean, I've been stored tonight, worth it to dig it out. I would just buy them. But remember, I had that electric meat grinder. You can make anything. You can make your own. It's just like the butchers have. It depends on the blades, and you can get different the ground. That's awesome. It's a cool thing to have.
So,
alrighty then.
I think that Bryn brought some awesome energy to the show as our first caller. And I'm really...
In the heart of New York.
I feel a kinship with him. There's something there. Maybe it's a past life reference. I'm not sure, but I almost feel like related to Bryn. And yes, I'd love to get up to New York City and check him out.
New York City.
He lives on the 32nd floor.
18th floor of a 32nd building.
18th of a 32 floor.
But in New York City, that's very common.
I know, but when I said, well, you must have quite a view, he said, oh, yeah.
But that's why I was like, well, do you have another view of a building that's exactly the same as yours right across the street? And you look out,
well,
and
you get
the street.
A telescope, darling, that people in New York like to, I guess you never saw the movie. Oh, what was it?
There's lots of movies and shows and stuff. You don't need to be a peeping Tom. You know, why look at somebody else's jacked up life?
Oh, but wouldn't you be tempted to get stark naked and stand in front of the windows?
Why?
And wave
it? Why would you be tempted to do that?
I don't know.
I'm asking you, like, I'm like a therapist. Jeez, why would you be tempted to do that?
Listen, I'm the same fool that likes to jump into fountains in evening wear. I've done that.
When?
I was taken out by a guy a long time ago.
How old were you?
I was here at the Virginia Beach.
So you were, how old were you, though?
It was out on the ocean front. I don't know.
30s?
Yeah. And I had a gown on. And there was a beautiful fountain outside this hotel. I said, come on, let's get in the fountain. Actually, it was Daryl. It was Daryl.
But you weren't in your 30s then.
What?
Because people stop doing crazy crap slowly but surely as they get bored. That's why I was asking, Deb.
Terry Sue's saying, I've always wanted to skinny dip.
It was the fact that she said that means she hasn't. She said, I've always wanted to. That's what my point is. That's what I was saying. I was looking at the age because typically teenager, you do – the crazy factor usually goes down slightly, not a lot as you
all
get
right.
older. Slightly.
Shall we?
That's why I asked.
All right.
So
the crazy factor. Oh, my God. You don't know the old women in my family on my mother's side. All – look at Grandma.
What grandma?
Grandma taught me this. My grandma.
That's not crazy. She didn't teach it while she was skinny dipping in a fountain. She
I
just taught
her,
you some cards.
I took her to discos and paid guys, slipped them like 10, 20 bucks. Go ask my grandma to dance. And they would take her out on the dance floor and she'd be disco dancing. And she'd wear these big flamboyant hats. Oh, my God. She was a stitch. Yeah.
All right, it's good to be a stitch.
Laura went skinny dipping in her 40s. Yeah.
Okay. Did I say that nobody does? I said, usually when you look at somebody's life, the amount of crazy shit they do starts narrowing as they get older. I didn't say it goes away. There's some old coots out there doing crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
All right, before we go to the next call, listen. Terry Sue said, I walked past the window naked before, didn't realize the hubby opened the curtains when I got out of the shower and the delivery driver nearly dropped his parcel.
Oh, that must be a tightly compact community because you could walk around naked here by your window. Nobody would see because the road's far away. You know, I guess when you're nestled in tight, that's like people could see very easily. Nobody would see through that window.
No.
But, yeah, if you're in one of those situations, like an apartment or some type of building like that, oh, yeah, people are going to see that shit clear as day, right?
Right.
Especially
if
they're ready to deliver something. Are you delivering some a meat whistle? What are you delivering, sir?
The movie where I saw the stuff was in that movie with Ben Stiller and Newton. What's his name?
Newton?
No.
What, Sir Isaac Newton? Sir Isaac Newton!
No, it was called Keep the Faith.
Norton.
The other guy was
Ed Norton Jr.?
Yeah, Ed Norton.
I never saw the movie or know anything about it, but Ed Norton Jr., he's a funny guy
sometimes. And
there
was a corporate guy that was up high in the New York building, and he was binoculars. He was watching another guy across the way have sex with his secretary. And I thought, boy, that one lighten up a business day. Won't it take all the drudgery out of business?
I don't know. It's one thing if, I don't know, when you're using binoculars and telescopes, yeah, you kind of got a problem.
Bring it.
I think you have a problem.
You haven't lived, Jim.
It's nothing to do about living. I'm not saying watching voyeurism, but if you're spying on somebody, it's almost, you should almost be ashamed of yourself if they didn't want to be spied upon. That's all I'm saying.
Then they shouldn't be doing it in front of the window.
Well, maybe they didn't know. Maybe they didn't know the curtains were open or something. I'm just saying. Shame on you. You know, whatever. And plus, you got your computer. You want to watch people bang? Get on your goddamn computer. You don't need a telescope binoculars and watch somebody freaking 3,000 yards away or 5,000 meters for the people that are into the metric ship. I'm just saying. All right, here we go.
Carrie Sue says, blame her husband.
Well, yeah, she said it was his fault. That is a true statement. Yep. 703, Northern Virginia. 703, welcome to the show.
Andrea.
Is it?
It is. Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Welcome in.
Guess what I got? I got an email yesterday from, remember the interview that I had like 2 weeks ago?
Which one?
I don't know. I know so many. I'm waiting on two other companies. One is, I guess, industrial type, and then the real estate. But so I called her on Friday to see if they made a decision, and she texted me back, and she said that she would get in touch with me after the holiday.
Oh, my God.
And then the other one sent me, I know, they're still not decided, but it's still not a no. And then the other one sent me an email on Friday to come in for an in-person interview, so I chose Thursday. So I'm already taken off Tuesday. So Thursday, so it is my second interview in person with this company now.
Well, that's good. That's good that you get called back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you're auditioning for a movie role.
It is like you're trying to nail a role on a movie or a play.
Or a TV show, nail a play.
Hey.
Sometimes they'll call you back and back and back.
Yep, they will, you know, and you got to readdodge. I want you to read these lines.
But eventually,
I was the very first person they interviewed because she told me I was the very first person in the interview that they were. It was going to be a process, so that was I think a week and a half ago. So I said, well, I guess I set the standard, and then there you go. So now I have a second interview in person.
Well, there we go. Well, let's see what your cards have to tell you.
Yeah, let's see what my cards say.
All right, let's put them cards down. Our cards are going down. Let's see. Interesting. I'm bulking from chat to here.
And what do you see in chat? Nothing.
Well, nothing so much. I'm trying to. I know she's here. She's probably busy or something. I'm trying to connect with Laura from Canada.
Why? Because
I have a Canadian question.
She's a skinny dipper.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being nude. But, you know, more power to everybody on this planet. We were born nude. Why the hell, you know, what's
the other? The plague was probably going to go out that way, too.
We were born with a fig leaf, so, you know, what the hell, you know, I'm just saying. Laura's here. Hey, Laura, I'm going to just, the cards are going down. I'm curious, this is our Labor Day weekend, and I know that you folks, also, Monday is Labor Day. Put a little different spelling.
L-A-B-O-U-R.
Yeah, the English or whatever thing to it. Is there a lot of closings on Labor Day in Canada? I'm just curious. When do you get a chance, you could type the answer to me. I'm just curious.
Is it a retail holiday?
What we're really doing is we're trying to figure out, you think we would know after all these years, we're trying to figure out the status of our Monday show.
For you out here, Andrea, there's no doubt in your cards that you're going to get employed. I was rooting for the real estate office. And I feel they're going to decide in your favor. But then now this thing on Thursday is kind of throwing a little bit of a monkey wrench in this because they both look like good opportunities.
I that's what I get, too. I get two offers, then I get to decide.
Well, it's like, what do they say? Two birds in the hand is better, or how does it go?
A bird in the hand is better than two in the bush.
That is better than
one in the, or two.
No, it's two in the bush. You have one bird in the hand is better than two in the bush.
Okay, well then that says to me that you have two birds in hand. I don't know. I just think that they may both come in. And then what are you going to do?
I know.
choices are good, even though they're tough. You'd rather have choices than not have choices. And the one thing
I know.
The one thing that comes
a dilemma.
I don't want that. But if you have two good things, it's like, that's a terrible burden. But what a great burden is if you have two good offers.
I know.
I can't give you advice, but if you have two really good offers, just remember, God, it sucks, but what a good fucking burden that is. I have two good offers.
Right.
It's kind of cool.
Well, the second one, the second interview, not the real estate, would have a better opportunity for growth if I wanted to, you know, move up within the company.
Yeah.
The other one, it's nothing, but it's also 15 minutes from my house. It's, you know, in Ashburn.
The old transportation factor.
Yeah. But the other one's in Herndon. It's not really much. It's not really much further away as it is. So it's, you know, six, half, and what, a dozen, or whatever you want to call it. You know.
Now here I'm gonna throw.
She got a little taste of my traffic stuff today.
Oh,
you got to sit in it and realize what I deal with.
Traffic jam. Oh,
she doesn't realize it today. She got a taste on the weekend.
And you know the first thing you think of when you're in a traffic jam. You gotta pee, and it won't leave.
I know, right?
I don't think of that usually.
Well, you could take care of it far easier than we could.
When I'm driving, for some reason, probably because at the age, those functions shut down. It's almost like sleeping. It's weird.
Well, not for me. First thing I'm thinking is,
unless I had a lot of cocktails, which I shouldn't be driving. But if I had a lot of cocktails, then you gotta pee. You gotta go. But
here's another thing
Andrea.
You're gonna have a boyfriend soon.
I keep telling you that. I know.
Right now he's going through a period of some grief. It could be a relative that has passed. It's looking to me like he's going to really want to restart his life and get back to living, because I think he's been a bit of a workaholic, you know, not enjoying life much. And you may even meet him on the cruise, you know, if it's not out in town, because those are probably enterprising, you know, young men looking for stuff.
Oh, yes, young men are constantly looking for stuff. We are stuff lookers. Hey, excuse me, miss, do you have stuff? I would like some of your stuff. Oh, I think I like your stuff.
So anyway, I can't wait till you call us and you're going to tell us, guess what, and make us guess.
I know.
That would be kind of fun.
I hate guessing, but you like it. So, you do.
Oh, to say which one it is?
Yeah.
Pam loves guessing. Yes, she does. She's a big fan of that.
There you go. All right.
Alrighty, the subject of your card, single card, is an Eight of Diamonds, Deb. This is what you hope to achieve will come through long-standing ties with others. You can rely on these ties when you need them most. They are perceived to be extremely strong and resilient, your long-standing ties. Don't be afraid to ask for help from the closest to you at this time when you need it. You will not be disappointed.
Now, let me ask
you.
These are my cards.
Your cards.
Yeah,
we're
turning this into a deck that people can purchase.
Right, and you can run with this hard.
Well, remember, it's available on my website.
Yep.
Bookmark it, and you can.
Yeah, you can actually bookmark the link, so you can don't even have to go. It'll take you right to the free reading part of the website.
So, for you, I think this really is saying long-standing ties. With others.
What you hope to achieve will come through long-standing ties with others. What you want to achieve is going to happen through long-standing ties with others.
Which can,
it's so very interpretative.
It is.
That's why I'm glad you got the cards. I can sit back here and not have to know.
She's got a boyfriend coming, and this guy's going to not just date you, he's going to court you for marriage.
I can't wait.
Well, you seem so young, your voice is very young. I have a feeling that you're kind of like a lively little sprite and you sort of just jump around. You know?
Yeah, I went to Old Town for the weekend and I was dancing in the street with a bunch of other people. So.
Really? Well, I see you as being like that. And if somebody, I don't know if you've noticed, but men, as we get older, they seem to really age. They seem to get real
Yeah.
Sluggish. You know, they forget how to have a time. Well, you're going to put stars in this man's eyes.
Okay. You're invited to the wedding when it happens.
Oh, well, in Virginia, I can officiate.
That's true.
Oh, there you go.
She has the credentials.
I certainly do.
She's done many a wedding. And she actually has to take the document herself and file it personally.
Yeah.
With the local, wherever the wedding occurred, locally with those folks. Yep.
Okay.
And you could choose whatever kind of service you want.
Yeah, you can have traditional, non-traditional. You guys can be playing, I don't know, beer pong, whatever you want.
Okay, done deal.
Well, anyway, I just want you to know that you should spend a lot of time daydreaming about being with somebody that will actually seem like a magnet you're holding to bring him to you. And, oh, you're going to have this relationship will take you through the rest of your life.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, honey. It's wonderful to speak with you.
So be it.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Very, very
patient. Honey. She's awesome. All of you guys, you're incredible.
Yes, and we have the most patient folks on this planet.
I know.
We got time, and I already did.
It's
a done deal.
Well,
we have the most patient folks there is, because I'll tell you, I guess they can hear the show. That's cool.
Yeah, and they can do other things.
Yes, and some folks are on both. They're holding, and they're on Facebook, so.
Yeah.
You can really multitask. Multitasking is good. All right. Still waiting to hear back because we're thinking of doing a Monday show.
We are. Oh, we're waiting.
But yes, and Laura's been helping us because she's
from
Canada.
Your business office is closed.
Well, we've already talked.
And?
She gave me some info, which means kind of like here, maybe not, basically.
Oh. Well,
I can't remember because obviously we do this every single year with Nicole. I just can't remember what we did last year. It's funny.
I can't remember either.
I'm thinking because there was one time when they did take off. And
she
we
never
didn't
answered
know.
You?
Not yet.
Oh.
But sometimes, you know, it's a weekend. I might not hear anything for another 24 hours.
Well, she does belly dancing. Very.
Okay.
Well executed.
Not sure what that has to do with anything that we're talking about.
Oh,
but,
well,
okay.
She may have engagements.
Oh, you mean she could be traveling?
Yes, she
That
has,
is a true statement.
She has a troupe. I don't know what you call belly dancers as a troupe, but there's a troupe of them.
Okay.
And they go.
Sure. Oh, yeah, if you're traveling, that's a whole different ballgame in airplanes and stuff like that. Troupe!
Oh, Jerry Sue, you're a bitch.
Jerry Sue.
Her husband is snoring in her ear.
I would either tilt his head or I'd move my ear then.
Or I'd pinch his little nostril shut and wait for him to wake up.
No, not wake up, because a lot of times the snoring is not necessarily through the nose. Because a lot of people, that's why... A lot of people when they're really, really sick and their sinuses are all jammed up, they even snort louder because the nose is out of play.
Well, at least they're coming up with all kinds of different treatments.
Yeah.
What is that called? Apnea.
Sleep apnea.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Hi, Deb. What do you think?
Let's go.
Well, Carrie Sue is contemplation and strangulation. You know what? I guarantee strangulation will stop snoring, but that'll get you in jail.
Make sure he's worth enough. I used to tell Daryl.
Well, that's not even worth enough.
I used to tell Daryl all the time.
You can't collect money.
I'm not going to off you yet because you're just not worth enough.
You
and
can't. Yeah, if you strangle somebody, there's no money involved.
Yeah, you got to have money involved.
No, you're not going to collect it.
Well, he could have strangled himself with
the pillow.
Oh,
yeah, because all the police and forensic evidence and stuff, they're all idiots. No, they're pretty good nowadays. You would have wanted to do that like 400 or 500 years ago, but then there wasn't all the cool life insurance money then.
If any of you have watched Dexter, that TV show Dexter, boy, I don't know how anybody, you know, and they used a lot of actual practices for forensics. I don't know how anybody can get away from, you know, even if you eat the person, what are you going to do with the bones?
Basically, the people that get away with it are the ones that are serial killers.
Yeah.
Because it's random. They can't make a link. Unless the person's done it before and their DNA is in a database, then they get screwed nowadays. But if I'm a brand new serial killer, and I'm just a little bit careful, I'm probably not going to get caught until I really go down the road a long time. Not that I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm not. It's just usually the people that are involved with somebody, crimes of passion or crimes, you know, they get them pretty quick.
They look at the splatter. He can use, like, what did they do? They used, like, mannequin heads that had, like, paint in them.
They go to schools for this. A lot of folks have already done all those stuff in a lab, so now these other folks already know by the spatter, because they went to the school, they already know where it came from. I'm just saying, in general, as soon as somebody dies, they're right, they talk to the folks. Does this person got a husband, a wife, a boyfriend, girlfriend? Do they sell drugs? I mean, they go through all that stuff, because that's usually those things that are involved with
it. Jim has had a little bit to drink.
Well, I actually really haven't.
Seem like you're going down a path.
It's like, I just opened this with, they don't come with alcohol.
Yeah, but you drank that whole big.
But I filled it less than I usually do, actually, because the bottle empties.
Give me a reading.
I'll give you a reading, all right. Actually, we're going to go to Lisa.
You guys, God, we go through withdrawals.
She's been holding over an hour.
I know, I'm sorry, but we've had to do training and some other stuff.
You mean you're human and you have your own life? Oh, my Lord.
A little bit. Yeah.
No, there's nobody here is human. Negative, no human here.
We're just AI here. We don't even exist. We're artificial intelligence. Yeah.
Oh, no. We just all love you so much. And it's such a withdrawal. Well, let me tell you what's gone. Oh, dear
up
God.
Up or down
dear
or God.
You know what? My bottom question, not the top question, the bottom question.
The question from her bottom is...
What is going to happen? You know, are we going to get tests? It's been a roller coaster. Like, okay, so we were supposed to go walking, and I told him about my timetable the day before, but he forgets. And so I called him and told him I'm ready to go walking, and he said, well, I just poured myself another cup of coffee. And I said, okay, then I have to go walking by myself. So then there was that. And then he got upset about that. And then later we talked and we got that resolved, and I told him I had a time constraint. You know, I had an appointment, and so I had to get the walking. Anyway, so yesterday we went together to the neighborhood coffee, and he was very nice. Oh, my God, he was so accommodating to me. He was so sweet. He was very social, but he acted and he included me in on conversation. He was just very kind and caring. I had to go to the car early, and I told him that to talk to one of my relatives on the phone, and then we left, and then he had told me prior, because of the weekend, and I forgot it was a holiday weekend, I said, there are four different places I want to go to, and I was naming the places, and I had been naming places. See, after the accident, we were together morning, noon, and night. Now, I'm aware that he doesn't want to be together morning, noon, and night. I didn't realize that. And so I said, there are four different places. One is going out, two were going out in the country, and he was interested. And then he snapped at me. This was like a couple of days ago. He said, well, what, you want me to put it on the calendar right now? You want me to put it on Tuesday? I said, no, I just, so he said, okay, we'll go Monday to one of the places. And then I was talking to him, and I thought, okay, he's got plans for the weekend. This is the holiday weekend. Okay, so I'm trying not to get him jealous, and I thought, I'll get my own plans going. I'm just a little confused about how to do this, and I didn't want to make him jealous. And so then I organized something going out of town, and a lot of people weren't able to go except a married couple that I like. And so then I included him. Now, up until then, he was kissing my ass. He couldn't do enough for me. And I had told him that I'm very lonely, I told him, when we were coming home from the coffee. I said, I need to start getting things going for myself. And I just can't be in the apartment as lonely as I feel. And then he was taking care of my truck. He had the tow truck driver come and put the battery charge. And then I called him at my friend's house. I said, do you want to come with us? And he ended up coming with us. And I thought we had a good time. That was last night. Then we're coming home, and he gets mad at me because he's talking about the bill. And I said, well, how can I make it right? I said, I wasn't aware of the bill being whatever. And it was a small bill. And then he said, I don't like being taken advantage of. I don't like going out and blah, blah, blah. I think it's the pressure of not having the car yet. And he's supposed to be picking it up. I was supposed to take him today to go to get paperwork on the car. And so he, last night, we were coming home.
What did he order for last a car? Night, What did he order for a car? A unicorn? They got to go to another universe? What the hell?
Yes. He wanted a special, you know, his own choice. And so he told the dealership this is what he wanted. And so I was supposed to take him today. He even paid me gas money to take him today to go finish the paperwork. And then last night we were coming home, and he's telling me he's going to move. And he's telling me he's very angry in the car, and he said, never mind, I don't want you to take me. I'll have the flaccid sultan take me.
Oh, yes. Sultan, it was flaccid.
And so he said, I'm moving. And then he ran into the place, and then I went and sat on the mountain for a couple of hours just trying to figure out.
Sat on the mountain.
You know, what was going on here. And then I came back, and this morning I could hear him in the laundry room, but he left. And then I've just been here. And Deb, I mean, is this going to get back on track or what?
I've got to tell you, I've laid out the cards, and I wanted to know why he is having these mood swings with you. And what I'm getting from the cards is, you guys are, he smokes marijuana, but neither of you are like druggies, you know, drug people. All right? No.
Oh, yeah.
I think that he is still abusing, or he's taking and likely abusing the pain pills. And I'll tell you, when you take them, there is a crash that occurs. When the time is running out, and especially if you're taking them long term, remember your grandma turned into, she was cussing like a sailor from the.
Well, they were like sticking shit in her IV bottle. It's not like something out of a bottle you take home, but yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway, I think he's having personality changes from what he's doing, and he's getting it from a woman. So I'm thinking, and she looks like a professional. Now, some people like getting high off muscle relaxers. It can be pain medication. I'm trying to think of other things. I hallucinate from everything. So drugs are very hard for me because I am so sensitive. An inhaler can make me start hallucinating. It's just crazy. So he may be reacting, and I'm no pharmacist. Working in the medication industry.
She's not a pharmaceutical.
That's
gal.
Right. But you guys are heading toward a big fight, and it's under sure to come true.
Really?
Right here.
We already had one, I thought. Another one.
No, I think she means.
This is Hiroshima.
I think she means a big, the one that level of fighting that you have not yet encountered.
Mm-hmm. And I think you may say, you know what? I'm not playing this game anymore.
Is she going to sing the song? Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no. Is that the song she's going to sing?
Sort of like that. I think you're going to say it because I know you've got a mouth on you, Lisa, and when you get pushed and pushed and pushed because it's been in your cards, there's a point where you're going to say, not so fast.
We men, just to let you know, we men are glad you women have mouths sometimes.
Right. Oh,
for
shut
skin.
Up.
I'm just throwing it out there. You don't need vocal cords, but we're glad you got the mouth.
He is such a slut. Jimbo, you was a slut. Anyway, for Lisa, yeah, and he's not taking them properly. If these are prescribed a prescribed medication, he's not taking it properly. And after a while, you know, you start to build up a resistance. I have a relative that would sit and chop it up, his pain medicine, like it was cocaine.
There's a blaze, baby.
And then he would snort it just to get achieving even better high.
So, yeah, he didn't lose anything. Went through the intestines, right?
So what maybe you need to do is get a certain little very inconspicuous camera and install it in his house.
Ah, here we go. Spy stuff.
Of course, you two are probably already assassins. They probably have all the...
Well, they have projects, so I figure they're out there assassinating people. They have projects.
Yeah.
Once we get beyond the big old fight, do you think things will calm down between us?
I would really love
to have peace.
I really think that you have tried so hard to keep the peace that when he sees you, you know, madder than a hound dog.
Well, there is a horned frog, right? And then you have a
horned
dog. And then, you know, the horned dog's a whole different ball game. That's a whole different slang.
I'm sorry, Lisa.
That's a brown chicken, brown cow.
I have not been drinking, honestly.
Not yet.
Not.
She has yet begun to drink.
I just want you to know that, yeah, it's going to be Hiroshima. And I think it's going to be like scorched earth. And you're just going to say, I have had enough of you.
That was those crazy Russians that scorched earth shit.
We did it, though.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
When Schwarzkopf was leaving the Middle East.
That's not what scorched earth is.
No, he did it.
That's not what scorched earth is.
What is it?
It's when you retreat and you leave nothing behind.
That's what he did.
Schwarzkopf never retreated, Deb.
Yes, he did. When we won.
You didn't retreat. You don't retreat and win.
All right, let's get back to Lisa.
Good Lord Jesus, God help me, Lord Gotti. All right, go ahead.
I think he's becoming petty. He's so irritated, like, about money. He's never been like that, right?
Well, I was trying to
ask
him last night, you know, what I said, let me make it up to you, whatever you think you know, we were coming up short. I said, let me buy you lunch when I take you out of town tomorrow. And he said, no, don't worry about it. And then I couldn't keep my mouth shut. You know, we were having this long drive home, and I simply said, I just don't understand what's happened. And he said, we're not going to talk about it. And then he just got angry.
Why does he get to
decide that? Yeah, he doesn't get to just
Why does he decide we're not going to talk about it? We're not going to talk about it. Who the hell made you commander-in-chief,
Dick Weed? I said to him, you know, I'm a nice person. I don't understand. I don't want to take advantage of you. And I haven't tried to take advantage. And he made it sound, I don't know. I'm still confused about a lot of it. And, you know, he does a lot of work. I mean, he does do it. And, you know, my thing is I was in a long relationship. And I did make that comment. I said, I'm just used to being around people that let these things go. See, in my relationship, I didn't worry about who was picking up the tab or,
you should not
you know,
have
it
to.
Just no. Done.
And as well, you should not have to. Even with friend-type relationship, you should.
Well, we don't pick up each other's tab. It's like splitting it 50-50. And then he was telling me about other friends, and I said, don't let me into other friends. I said, you know, I've always tried, and I said, I give you my card or I give you cash. And I didn't understand. and then he was talking about his car. He's very worried about money. He's very worried about money. Very worried.
Remember, that's been in your cards. And I was telling you that he is really obsessing. People owe him money, and they're not paying him.
No, then don't lend them freaking money.
And that's a lesson we all learn.
Or don't learn.
Even family can be
the
worst.
Or do not learn. Some people do not learn that lesson.
Yeah. You know, when he says we're not going to talk about that right now, that's a move of control.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to be like, I am the commandant. I am in charge, and we're not going to talk about that. I'd be like, you know what? Screw your ass. We're going to talk about it, or you get the hell out of my car because this is my car you're in.
Yep.
Walk your dry, dusty ass down the street. I'm in charge. This is my ship. I am the captain.
And see, that's what he's going to get
just
from
because
you.
You're behind, he's behind the steering wheel, so
she
you feel like he's in charge.
She is a peacekeeper. Lisa does not like to be in these rage-filled confrontations.
Pick up a freaking rubber hose and smack that son of a bitch.
But even as I've told you, take a little tiny field mouse and put, like, say, a big cat in front of it, and it gets backed into a corner. That little mouse is going to rear up on its hind
legs. You don't
want to
corner anything at all.
And it's going to fight to the death.
You know what? We're supposed to go to listen to music tomorrow afternoon. Is that canceled? Is that off the books?
I don't think this argument is imminent. It's still down the way.
But so, the music thing tomorrow, is that something we're going to do or no?
Yes, I believe you will do the thing.
Is the fact that you do or do not do that, is it that important?
You know, I just want peace. I don't want anything other than
well,
that.
So does Switzerland, too, you know?
Peaceful.
I mean,
I'm happy. I don't know. Well, you know, there are things that I am guilty of. I do enjoy the company of other men, and he was being very kind and considerate at the coffee, and I did have my share of attention, and I was digging on it.
It's all going to go great through the weekend. This is coming after the weekend.
The music thing, I think, is tomorrow.
Yeah,
Sunday.
And then they were going to go up the mountain on Monday.
So the immediate things, you don't see any problem.
No.
You're talking down the road, there's going to be a thing.
Yes, and it's under sure to come true. And when we all learn these cards, okay, I'm going to teach you what we do with a prophecy like this. All right? We're going to look at it, and we're going to say, well, I can let this happen, and I can just go in there with, you know, my tongue wagging and daggers flying.
Wow.
How can I avoid it?
Well, that's what I'm getting to. You can let go of the rope. Because in an argument, it's a tug of war. All right, he jerks that rope. What are you going to do? You're going to jerk it right back. And pretty soon you're just jerking each other. No pun intended.
Well, I wasn't going there anyway this time.
The winning move is let go of the rope. You say, we're not going to discuss this now.
But he said that. Today he said that.
Well, I'd stick it right back to him. If he started up this rant thing here, this is a grave unhappiness over an argument.
Oh, that
here.
Group of cards, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Bad.
All right.
So this is going to possibly be when you just let it loose. Excuse me. And it could be the best clearing of the air there could be, because he's going to learn how to respect you.
Or things will change, right?
That's right, because he'll lose her.
She's hanging on every word, wanting it to go down one path, but there are other paths. There are other paths. It might not work out the way everybody wants it to work out.
That's right. Well, and you know how things get in arguments. People afterwards say, I didn't really mean when I said blah, 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 but it was leverage at the time, and you said it.
And you can't avoid subjects because you just want peace. You can't be fucking Switzerland all the time. I don't like arguments. Well, if the other person is, there's a certain point where you just got to actually probably have an argument.
And
especially this control thing.
Lisa has a mouth on her.
Well, she does, but especially him. I'm not going to talk about this right now. But then you can just shut your mouth and listen because I'm going to talk.
Yeah.
What the hell is that shit? Who the hell are you? You're not in charge of me. You're not my.
You know, he was just being so sweet yesterday, and he was kissing my buttocks, and I just didn't understand because he was clearing the decks for Friday and Saturday, so I wasn't pressuring him. And then, you know, he knew I was going out, and I could tell he was upset.
Even if he's taking over-the-counter herbals, those kind of things, it still can cause a crash at the end, and people turn
into little monsters. And he is trying to not do anything over-the-counter or anything like that. I've been coaching him on that, not drinking coffee with caffeine.
Oh, by nature, it has to be drugs.
Why?
I'm saying it just can't be his nature.
I don't think so.
He has to have an excuse for who he is.
He doesn't come through as an instigator of trouble.
Okay,
he's not a pot stirrer. Okay, I don't see that. If anything, he's like you. He just wants a nice, peaceful. And you wouldn't have hung out with him from the start if he was an asshole.
Yeah, he wants to have peace.
Asshole.
I just wonder if... I don't know what's going on right now. I haven't seen him. I don't know.
We haven't seen him since when?
Tomorrow's going to be pleasant. Yeah, did you?
Oh, when's the last time you saw him?
Today?
No, I didn't see him today at all. I stayed in bed and I heard him in the laundry room. And then he left and I was just.
Four diamonds.
Did I see him last night? Okay, he got out of the car and went into the place.
We just read that for Bryn.
I don't give a shit. That's what came up for her.
Well,
is that how we do the cards? We got to keep doing them until we get... that's what came up, Deb.
What came up for me?
Isn't it?
No, it's the same card.
Well, the four diamonds came up, and I'll just let Deb describe that. That's easy enough for her. I don't need to read this. She got a four diamonds.
Yeah. And I really think what that card is saying, that's a card of untrueness.
Mm-hmm.
It can be betrayal. It can be unfaithfulness. It can even be resentful and hateful.
They got to remember the word unfaithful doesn't mean sex. Most of the meanings aren't. That's the one everybody thinks about unfaithful, but that's not what that means.
Is he out there today trying to score with all the ladies?
See, that's not what that means necessarily.
No, that's not what that means.
That's one of the. That's like one meaning, unfaithful. It's like if you look at the website, that's one meaning. That's the one everybody jumps to when they hear the word unfaithful. Well, obviously, it's somebody banging somebody else. Well, there's a lot of unfaithfulness that has nothing to do with sex, right?
In your case, I would say it's where you've made plans to go do something nice, and he has to create a situation where this would be the four diamonds would indicate him not wanting to go do and treating her meanly.
Some other thing he wants to do isn't necessarily has.
It can mean a lot.
Something else. It could be something else he wants to do. Doesn't mean he's picking up another chick. Just something else, and he dusted you, and he shouldn't have done it.
But it's
done that. Remember, he has done that before. So
it's meaning. Let's put it in this context.
Doesn't mean he's marrying somebody.
It's meaning. Being untrue to you in, say, word and action.
Right.
To you.
Not being honest.
Where he'd be a jerk and not want to go to the music.
For whatever reason.
But I've never seen him as a mean-spirited person, never.
Well, this card didn't say anything like that. Nasty.
No. Well, right. It just says be wary.
Be wary because...
Be watchful.
Well, she's experienced that a little bit of some untruthfulness. Humans, what did Hal say? Everybody lies.
Yeah, lying by omission. I know. I wondered if he.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wondered if he canceled on me last night to take him out of town because he wanted Flash and Sultan to take him, and because maybe they had some other plans too.
I wondered today if he
was just being devious.
Well, here's the thing: you don't have a ring on your finger.
Do some shots.
You guys have not made any.
Well, and then I get confused because I get plans going on my stake, and I know he gets jealous, and he's standing there watching me as I'm all decked out and ready to go, and he's oh God, he looks horrible. He looks like a sad puppy, and then I you know, well, I'm just so, I feel
that's
awful.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks like a sad puppy because that's what he wants to look like.
It's manipulative.
I ended up inviting him.
And you ended up inviting him. So guess what? He won that. He won that round. Yep.
Well,
whatever you guys,
yeah.
I'll tell you what, if I was one of you two, I'd be freaking drunk 24/7 dealing with that shit, I'll tell you.
Oof. Why do these people?
Oh, it was at the end of the shoe almost. That's right.
Are they so uncouth?
Software. They're just doing software.
Lisa, we're going to have to move on to one last call. I just want you to be aware that I think you're going to have a lovely weekend.
Oh, yeah, none of this.
Don't forget that argument, and that could pass out of the card.
It might not even happen, right?
Right, but it's under sure to come true.
Sure to come true, but it wasn't like this weekend, right? It was down the road, right?
It's not immediate.
So it's not going to affect you. As far as you saw, her plans are good, right?
But if it was me and Jim, and this was in my cart, and if I fell for it, and it would be showing a knockdown, drag-out fight. And sometimes, you know, forest fire is a horrible thing. Because
Laura can tell you about that. It keeps
moving, and it's destroying. Well, what comes after it? New growth. You know, sometimes we have to go into a forest fire of an argument. Yeah. And, my God, look at all those people.
I haven't updated. Hang on. I haven't updated
it yet. If you guys enter into that arena, I think you're going to come out feeling terrific. Mm-hmm. Because all of this stuff that you're stuffing
like a turkey.
You know, when people finally let that out, it's almost like they're puking. It's like, what do you call that? When it's so forceful. It's like...
You're spewing?
Yeah, spewing.
Oh, spewing.
Like,
what a beautiful term,
it's like
spewing.
Vomit flying out of you.
I must spew forth.
Yes. Yeah. And it's going to feel so refreshing afterwards. Yeah. And he'll learn new respect for you.
Or not.
Excuse me. I don't know what happens when Lisa calls, but I end up in a coughing projectile. Thank you, Jeanette. Thank you, projectile.
And I
saw
Charlotte Jeanette in Canada. Did you really want to use the word projectile vomiting?
That's what, when I was going like that, I was trying. Yeah, because once she opens up, all of this.
That's
remember,
like exorcist shit.
Remember, we women are like elephants. Funny. We never forget stuff.
And some of them are like elephants. And I've seen Navy Wives, a lot of them were.
So, Lisa, plan for a really nice weekend.
Okay.
And are you going out tonight?
Well, I have opportunities. I'm so emotionally wiped out by this thing. I've just been kind of crying off and on, and I want to go for, I have a lot of opportunities here. I can go for a bike ride. I can hitch up with some friends, but I'm just so wiped out. I'm flatlining right now. And I can play with Clay. I can do.
Oh.
Why don't you go knock, bang on his door?
No, God, are you kidding?
Why?
The way he turned off last night, he has his way of trying to connect with me in the morning. I'm beside myself with what he did last night. That was so uncalled for.
All right, well, we can talk to you. We'll be back on, I don't know.
We're shooting for Monday.
Monday we're shooting. Tomorrow night might happen.
We're shooting for Monday.
It's a holiday
weekend.
Let's
just look at Monday and everything else. You never knew. We're shooting for Monday.
Well, thank you for what you bring to us. Your energy is so loving, kind, and it's under the universal love, Doctor.
Oh, and you know what, Lisa? You have such supporters here. The lady that's in Australia wants to know if you have any idea how loved you are. And you are loved.
Long time.
Yeah.
I certainly love you, too.
They love
you. Guys are
God, we got a whole room full of Jesus here. Everybody loves freaking everybody. Here we go.
Well, then we should be saying, I love you with the love of the Lord.
Oh, hey, love, 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 love. All right.
All right, honey. Hang in there.
Hang in there. You hang in there now.
Thank you.
All right, sweetness. We'll be in touch with you. Yeah.
Proof.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. No, she didn't really get what maybe she wanted, but you got to always be honest.
Well, I mean,
but
she got
coach it with sensitivity.
But
you know?
She got what she was fine. There was no catastrophic things going down here or anything like that.
Gather and says kumbaya.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
I think Catherine's got a mouth on her, too.
You know, if it's like,
yeah.
you just say that all the time, the meaning goes away.
I love you.
Yeah, everybody says I love you, love you. You go to a lot of Southern people, hi, love, how you doing, love? Some stranger calls you love, or guess what? That word doesn't mean shit, right? Some strange waitress comes, what are you having to eat, love?
Yeah.
Like, well, she don't love me. You just use the love word, you know. So
you know, and then there's Rachel, who to me is like sugar and spice and everything nice. But I have a feeling if you piss Rachel off, she's going to sprint at you, and her legs are going to go around your head, and she's going to just squash you.
Sounds like if she did that, she'd be looking for oral sex if she's going to do that. I don't know.
If he lives or her lives.
Maybe it's a Black Widow thing.
But I could just see her going.
Could be a Black Widow thing.
Yeah.
A little sex, a little death. All right. The clock's ticking hard.
We're going to have to call it, you guys.
Yep. Yeah. Isn't that what they say in the ER when somebody dies? We're calling it.
Yeah.
Time of death. 8:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes. Yeah, Rachel, I have a feeling you are small, but you are strong. I wouldn't want to get into a physical fight with any of you because I have a feeling you'd be good fighters.
Take care of that, take fucking care. Like tomorrow, that's scary, okay?